Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. On this podcast, we journey together in learning how to feel healthy, look good, and plan lives we actually like in the midst of all the everyday chaos. I'm so glad you're here. And today, we will be deep diving into that planning space that I love to talk about. And we are going to talk about the idea of holistic productivity, because I think that it's something that people probably aren't entirely familiar with. But once I start explaining it, you're going to be like, oh yeah, that makes so much sense, especially in a world where we're always talking about how we can balance all the different pieces of our lives, and we're juggling so much as women who have children and partners or spouses and jobs and things going on. There's just a lot for us to navigate, and it can be really easy to get lost in the sauce and want to be doing more, getting more done productively, but not really being entirely sure of how that can happen with everything that we have going on in our lives. So we're going to talk more about this holistic productivity idea today. But if what I'm talking about in today's episode really resonates with you and you want to go deeper into it than just this episode, then I would highly suggest that you sign up for the upcoming boot camp that I have going on the last week of August. So I'm going to be hosting this 5-day boot camp from August 26th through the 30th. And each of those days, we are going to deep dive live into all of these different components. So each day of this boot camp, we are going to focus on a different one of these categories in our lives. We are going to figure out how to get a handle on those things, how to balance them all together. And I think you're going to be able to walk away from these 5 days going into September and the fall feeling like you have a way better handle on things. You have a plan moving forward. I think it's going to be a really intense few days there as we are getting into all this planning, but it's going to be so worth it. As you can just move into the plan this fall instead of being lost in the weeds of what needs to get done and what's the next right step. No, we're going to figure all that out. We're even going to get your meals planned and everything. It is going to be a great and super productive 5 days. So if you are interested in joining that, it is only $27 right now to be able to get in on that boot camp. Again, 5 days of live teaching. You can head over to mackenziecoppa.com/planning bootcamp, and that's where you can get in there, become a part of it, get all the emails leading up to it. It's going to be a really good time and a really great way to kick off a productive fall. But let's get into this episode about holistic productivity. So, what do I even mean by that? Well, I have been doing productivity coaching with women for a lot of years now. I would say specifically these last 4 years, I've really intensely been working with a lot of different ladies and a lot of different life experiences and everything that they've got going on to help them figure out what is going to work for them, how they can make all the different pieces of their life come together into something that doesn't feel completely disjointed, but they're able to get a lot done. And there's been this overarching theme that I keep thinking of as I'm doing this coaching, and something that I'm really wanting to press into as I move forward with my one-on-one coaching and the courses that I'm offering and all of the digital tools and products that I'm offering. And that is this idea of holistic productivity, because the more that I look at it, the more that I realize we can't really isolate any one piece of our life. Sure, there are those times when we are in survival mode, when something has gone off the rails and we have to really hyper-focus on one area and everything else kind of falls by the wayside. You know, high divorce, that was a big one. There are people who deal with illnesses and, you know, we've had a death in the family over the last 5 years, and things like that happen and they require you to just hyper-focus on one area where you're kind of going all in that place. But that's not a sustainable way to be be living in the long run. When you exist in that survival space for too long, it is just a recipe for stress and illness and just overall feeling like everything is disjointed and crazy and chaotic. And it's a constant level of stress that you can't come down from. So I think there is real value in thinking about productivity in a holistic way, meaning that in order to be productive, in order to get the amount of things done that you want and need to get done in a day, in a week, in a month, in a year, you have to be accounting for these other pieces too, these other parts of yourself in order to make all of that happen. I know I have experienced this really, really acutely in my own life. For instance, in my work, I have to stay well. The wellness component of my life has to be there in order for me to be able to work. I'm a voice actor and a podcaster. If I sound even the littlest bit sick, if my nose is stuffy or my throat sounds scratchy or I'm nauseated or I have a headache or any of those things, it comes through in my vocal performance, meaning I cannot work if I am not well. So if I am not making sure that I pay attention to that wellness piece of my life, that physical wellness piece of my life, then I can't do this other really big piece of my life, which is my job. But I've also had other components of my life, like my mental wellness or my relationships, that have affected my productivity. Because if I'm feeling down, if things are super crazy, if I'm feeling like things are off with someone in my life and that is requiring a lot of mental and emotional energy, and I'm kind of thinking about that and ruminating on that, then it prevents me from being able to focus on my work and focus on the things that I need to do in order to be productive, in order to get things done. And so again, it comes back to this holistic idea of productivity. If we aren't accounting for our health and our mental wellness and our home organization and our relationships with other people, it is going to affect our productivity no matter how much we want to segment and, you know, completely compartmentalize all of the different things in our lives. It is not a long-term strategy to getting a lot done and being able to be on top of things and ultimately lead the kind of lives that we want to be leading and having them be full of joy and fun and laughter and, you know, just an overall sense of well-being with a low stress threshold, you know, bringing that down so that we don't have to live in that place of being in high stress. I think that is all so important. And for someone like me who likes to be productive, you know, I'm a 3 on the Enneagram. I am the quote unquote achiever. I get to the end of the day and I don't feel like I've done a good job unless I've gotten things done. That's just, you know, my plague in life. But I found through experience over and over again that I can want to have that productivity be there and have things checked off my list, but I don't get nearly as much done as I want to if I don't also take care of those other pieces of me, of my life, of my family. So that is where this whole idea, this term that I coined, holistic productivity, comes from. That we can want to be really productive, but if we aren't thinking of all of the pieces of our life, then that isn't going to be possible. So now let's talk about some strategies. What do we do if we want to have this more holistically productive approach to our lives? How do we start tailoring our lives to make that happen? Well, I think there's a couple of different ways that we can go about it. The first one is we can do a complete overhaul. You know, it's like where you sit down, you do a full-on brain dump of all the different pieces of your life, and you just completely create new schedules and routines, and you dive in, turning your life upside down and going for it. Now, that is possible. I have, goodness knows, turned my life upside down a time or two, but I don't really recommend that as the sustainable version of getting to a more holistically productive lifestyle. I think that is really not accounting for a lot of holistic things, if we're being honest. You may be sacrificing your mental health if you go ahead and you do that. You might be sacrificing some relationships if you decide to completely overhaul everything. So What is the other option? What is the option that is maybe going to be more sustainable over the long run, help you to ease into this a little bit more? Well, I think it is still doing that brain dump. You know, I love a good brain dump. I think it's really essential. But then incorporating with that brain dump a little bit of vision casting for what you want your life to look like down the road. And then picking a few pieces that you are going to change and then iterating those as you go along, you know, figuring out what's working about them and what's not, and making the little tweaks and changes that you need to until your life starts looking a little bit more like that vision that you want it to be. So it is picking the pieces that make sense to change right now. It's doing a lot of reflection and self-evaluation, figuring out what's working, what's not, and moving forward from that space. So let's start this process by asking ourselves some questions, okay? Let's break this down into some actual steps that you can take to start getting more towards this holistic approach. So the first thing that I think that you should do is think of what the overarching main categories of your life are. So the things that make up the whole in holistic. So these might include work, physical wellness, mental wellness, spiritual wellness, relationships, household tasks. If you look at a day in your life or a week in your life, what are the big themes of things that take up a lot of your attention and your time? Or maybe they don't, but they should. What are those different pieces of your life that create the overall puzzle? Now, I want these to be the big broad themes. Don't get too minute yet. I think that that can come later, but we just want like the big categories that we can kind of slot things in under to make them make a little bit more sense. So what are those big pieces of the puzzle that are making up your life? As you look at those pieces of the puzzle, there are bound to be some pain points. You know, there are bound to be some things that maybe aren't going the way that you want them to, or just don't seem to sit right. So I want you to start looking at documenting. This can be a part of your brain dump. What are the main pain points in each of those categories? What areas of your life just aren't working? Where are you experiencing frequent frustration? Moreover, what are the root causes of those issues and frustrations? We want to like boil it down to why that's actually happening. And I'm going to give you some examples here in a second. But I also want you to think about, can you think outside the box to fix any of these issues as we get to that place? And also, as you're looking at these pain points in your life, are there things that you can just cut out completely? You know, can you take some pruning shears to different places in your life that aren't necessary, that maybe you're putting undue stress on yourself for things that don't need to happen? I think there's a lot of those things in our life that even can be good things that maybe, especially in certain seasons, are a good idea to cut out. And that's the thing I think we also have to remember is seasons are constantly changing. You know, I am in this place right now of having kids who are a lot older. You know, my oldest is going to be a senior in high school. My youngest is going into fourth grade. She's going to turn 10 this year. 10 is a far cry from the baby years. I am so far away from that part of my life that is just a whole different animal. And I know if I would have been saying a lot of these things to myself back then, I would have been like, whatever, I still want to live my life and plan and organize and, you know, and yeah, but it looks different in that time of your life. And you have to remember that what is true for right now will not necessarily be true for a year from now. It will not necessarily be true for 5 years from now. Things are constantly changing and evolving. And in order to make a life for yourself that is going to work, that is going to be holistic, you have to look at the reality of right now. Don't look towards how it could be and what you can maybe add in now, you're just going to overwhelm yourself. And I'm not saying to not cast vision for the future. Absolutely. Let's look down the road, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit too. Let's look down the road and see what we can be aiming towards, but don't expect yourself to be able to do the same things now as you can when all of your kids are in high school. It's going to look different. So we need to look at what is good, what is best for right now, with the future in mind, yes, but what will actually work for right now. But let's look at some examples of possible frustrations that you might be having and getting to that root cause to be able to figure out how you might be able to change them. So, for instance, maybe you are constantly frustrated with something as simple as the dishes. Maybe they just keep piling up at the sink and creating a ton of work at one time, and you're frustrated because you just want people to rinse off their dang dishes and put them in the dishwasher. Like, why can't we just do that? And you start thinking about it, and you realize that the root cause of why people aren't just rinsing off their dishes and putting them in the dishwasher and avoiding having the huge pile of dishes in the sink. Not that this is happening in my life right now, but maybe the root cause is that the dishwasher isn't getting emptied in the morning. So there is nowhere for people to put their dishes in the dishwasher because it already has dishes in it. That is the root cause of my problem. That is the thing that can be altered so that we don't have the backlog of dishes in the sink. That's where we need to attack. That's the thing that needs to be adjusted. Not so much all the rest of it, because you can fix all the rest of it by doing just this one thing of either me or you emptying the dishwasher or delegating that out to a member of the household who is going to get that done every morning. That is the real problem. That is the thing that needs to be changed. So that's where I need to focus my energy. Instead of looking at the entire dish problem as a frustration, I can think of just this one little trigger that will change all of it. Okay, let's look at a different scenario. Maybe it's a wellness issue. Maybe you aren't moving as much as you want or you need to be, and you end up realizing that the reason you're not doing your workout during the day is because you keep trying to do it later in the day, like after work or once you've done a ton of stuff with the kids. But by that point, you're always tired and people need you, and it's hard to actually make it happen. I know a lot of times if I wait later in the day, I'm thinking, but I already showered and I did my makeup and or I did my hair and I don't want to have to do that entire process again. It's time consuming. I'm using twice the amount of makeup in one day that I want to be using. Like, mama ain't got money to be double dipping on the products in one day. Like, that is not practical for my life. And so if I wait later in the day until after I've already gotten ready, I'm probably not going to do it. And so, what is the answer? Well, what is the root cause? It's the timing. More so than it is the workout itself, it's the timing. In order for me to be consistent, I need to figure out when in my day will actually work. When will I actually be able to follow through with that thing? For me, that's like first thing in the morning or right after I do my morning show in the morning. It is get up, do the thing before I get ready. Because if I take that shower, if I put on that makeup, then it is absolutely not going to happen. Like, the chances of me actually doing it, and I've thought like, well, maybe today will be different. It won't be different. So just go ahead and adjust your timing, and that can make all the difference in the world. Or maybe the hang up for you with figuring out how to do your workout is what you're gonna do. Maybe you get to that point in your day where you're like, yeah, I would work out right now, but then I have to like go through all the energy of trying to figure out what workout I'm going to do and how I'm gonna do that. And so maybe that is the thing that is making it really difficult for you. So you need to decide in advance what you're going to do. So that's either joining a program that is, you know, looking up some workouts on YouTube and making a schedule for yourself, or you really want to take the work out of it for yourself, you go sign up for Trainwell. That has been my answer for almost a year now, because I have my own personal trainer who designs all my workouts for me. She keeps on top of me to make sure that I get them done, and I don't have to do any deciding. The only thing I have to decide is when I'm going to do it, which, as I know, needs to be early in the morning. Other than that, she's designed it for me, so I don't have to put any more brain power into it than is absolutely necessary. I just have to show up and do the thing. So where is the root cause hang up for you? Which also, by the way, if you want a 14-day free trial to Trainwell, I will have the link in my show notes, but you can also go to mackenziekappa.com/trainwell, and that will get you that 14-day free trial so you can try it out and like have your own personal trainer. They are not sponsoring this episode, but I truly do love them. I've been using them for, like I said, almost a year now. I think it's been 11 months that I have been working with Trainwell. There, go to mackenziekappa.com/trainwell to try it out for yourself. So anyway, if that's your root problem, there you go. Bada boom, bada bing, you got it taken care of. Okay, let's do another example. Maybe it's work. You're stressed because you have a lot of different irons in the fire and you're constantly feeling scattered and like you can't get everything done. Maybe the root cause here is not having a plan for when the things happen. So all this jumping between tasks and not really knowing how to utilize your time best is actually wasting a ton of your time. So what you really need to do is create a general master schedule that you can work off of, whether that is blocking out certain days for certain activities or certain times throughout the week. But you create a general master idea of what your time is going to look like throughout the week. And then every evening you go and you actually plug in your real tasks on your schedule. So you have a concise plan of what comes after what, whether it's based on time or it's based on a flow of your day, whichever one works best for you. You create a roadmap for yourself so that you know what you need to do and you can juggle all those different pieces. Okay. Maybe this is one that was brought up to me by one of my followers in Patreon, actually, just this morning when we were doing a live. And she talked about how she was struggling with her evening routine. This was the thing for her that was just a huge hang up. She said she keeps having all these things that she knows she needs to do in her evening routine, but she called herself lazy and that she wouldn't do them. And then her mornings were hectic and crazy because she didn't get the stuff done the night before. And it's this constant thing that's hanging her up. Well, my argument is that the laziness is not the root cause. I don't think that she is lazy. She is a very hardworking woman. What I think is the root cause is not a laziness issue. It is a realistic planning issue, okay? It's not that those things that she wants to do in her evening routine aren't helpful or aren't a good idea, because they probably are. They probably are things that would make her morning go way smoother if she got them done in advance. But the issue is the timing. Maybe trying to leave them for the last part of the day that she's doing right before she's winding down for bed is the problem, because by that point, she's tired, aren't we all? We don't want to be doing all of that stuff late in the evening. I'm running into that issue too with my evening routine. Like, we are typically over at Hot Boyfriend's house until right before we're going to bed. I'm not gonna come home. I'm not gonna choose to sacrifice my time over there with the whole family to come home and, you know, like, prep lunches for the next day. That's not gonna happen. So I have to think outside the box. I have to think, how can I fix this issue in a way that's going to work better? Well, I can move that up in the day. I can move those tasks to a different point in the day. Maybe, you know, instead of having it be the evening routine, it's the right after school routine. Right when people get home from school, that's when they're going to pack their lunch for the next day. That's when they're going to get their bag ready for the next day, or make sure that the cello is, you know, by the door, ready to go out the door for the morning, or whatever it is. It's a matter of just finding a better time. That was the issue, not the thing itself, and definitely not being lazy. We can cut ourselves some slack. Maybe our evening routine needs to be less about productivity and more about taking care of ourselves so that we can rest well and be more productive the next day. So we need to move some of those pieces around to other parts of our day so that we holistically are able to get the rest in the evening that we need so that we can be productive. So, okay, there were a whole bunch of examples of ways of like getting to the root cause, thinking outside the box, trying to figure out what we can do here to make things a little bit more holistic. So now I want you to think, what things do you think you might want to add to your life that would help you achieve a more holistic approach? And this is also a good time to be thinking about the future, doing some of that vision casting of what you would like your life to look like in a year, in 3 years, in 5 years, etc. What can you be doing that will actually help that productivity, help you to be a more holistic person? Maybe you haven't been doing the workouts and you want to add them in. Maybe this is a good time to try to figure out how to do that in a realistic way. Maybe it's taking your supplements. Maybe that is something that you want to put a lot of emphasis on and you want to make sure that you're focusing on your wellness and you're doing a good job with that. Well, this is a great time to start thinking about that. Think of the person that you want to be in a year, in 3 years, in 5 years, and write those things down. What does life look like? What would a morning routine or an evening routine look like for that future version of you? What will your life feel like? What kind of like peace and joy do you have in your life? What kind of books will you be reading? What kind of clothes will you be wearing? I mean, obviously, we don't know that. We don't know how trends are going to go, except for if it's, you know, like anything else, at some point skinny jeans will come back around and, you know, we'll be wearing layered tank tops, you know, like whatever it is. We don't know that, but get the vibes down. You know what I mean? Like, come up with a general idea of what you want life to look and feel like, and then start creating your life now with that idea in mind. Not that it's going to look exactly like that. Obviously, if you have little kids, it's just going to look different, and you're not going to be able to make that part of your life look like that now. That's not realistic, but you can start aiming that direction. You can start thinking of those vibes and the way that you want your life to feel. And you can start thinking about the little things that you can be adding into your life now that will holistically help you to be more productive. One of those things for me that I find is really helpful is when I'm doing just a little bit, not like in depth, but a little bit of journaling and tracking in the evening. Having that be a part of my evening routine where I just look back over what I got done during the day. Maybe I take a few notes of things that happened. I really like having a tracking list of things that I'm trying to incorporate in my life and like making sure that I'm doing on a daily basis. So things like my movement, my reading, my, you know, keeping the dishes clear or whatever it is that I'm working on that month. We actually offer a really great little tracker to the All the Things members in Patreon. So you can find that over at patreon.com/livewelltogether. But each month they get a new tracker that has space for you to add your own things. It has some things that are just kind of standard. And that's a really great way to just kind of like check off like, okay, yeah, I'm making progress. I'm doing the things that I committed to do. I'm staying on top of them. I took my vitamins today. I, you know, did the things that I'm trying to do to have a more holistic lifestyle. It's a great way to just take stock of that and pay attention to it, because it's really easy when life gets busy and we're just kind of in the throes of it to just keep being in the throes of it. You know what I mean? It takes intention to actually stop and pause and think about what you're actually doing and what you actually want to be doing. And I think that just doing that piece, just doing that, you know, 5 minutes of reflection and thinking about what you want and need the next day to look like, what the flow of the day is going to look like for the next day, can be a complete game changer to being able to incorporate all those different pieces into your life that create more holistic productivity. You can be thinking more about your relationships when you're being really intentional about doing that reflection. Oh, when was the last time that I connected with my friend? Or when was the last time that I went out on a date with my partner? You know, whatever that looks like for you, doing that reflection can help tie together all these disjointed pieces and help them to be one whole thing. So looking at your life as a whole every evening so that you can move forward into more peace and productivity the next day, I think can be a real game changer. But you have to figure out what those things look like for you. What little things can you add into your life that are going to help to give you that more holistic approach, that are going to help you to be mindful and not just be stuck in a survival mode kind of space? And granted, I'm going to say again, we all have those times. Those things happen, but they're not a long-term strategy for thriving and growing and feeling great about our lives. They're called survival mode for a reason. And so when we start, you know, incorporating more things like, okay, yeah, I'm going to pay attention to my house again. I've maybe let it go for a while I've been in this very intense season of work and trying to get things done. But now I'm realizing, like, you know, if things were neater around the house, then I probably wouldn't have that weighing on me and I would be able to focus on other things. Like that's where that holistic part comes in. It's when we're hyper-focused on one thing and a lot of other things fall by the wayside. That's not real productivity. Real productivity is when we are able to balance those things out a little bit better. You know, I kind of think of it like a recipe. So we have all these different pieces of a recipe that need to come together in order to make the dish. And if you add too much salt, it can ruin the whole meal. The whole thing is just too nasty to be able to eat it all. Everything feels hard if it has too much salt. But if you leave it out completely, then the dish can be distractingly bland and you really have to like slog through it to try to finish it, which also, you know, hampers the overall productivity. But if you can balance things out in that dish, then you're able to have something that feels nourishing and whole, and it doesn't feel as hard to get down because it's got all the pieces in there that it's supposed to have. But I also do think of it a lot more like cooking than baking. Baking obviously has to be a lot more precise. It has to be very exacting. It's more of a science than cooking is. But cooking, if you think of your life more like cooking, then there is flexibility and the ability to customize the dish to meet your needs and your preferences. You know, I can't tell you how many recipes I have copied over into my plan to eat and been like, I'm never adding the cilantro to this dish. That is not ever going to happen because I am one of the 20% of the population who thinks that cilantro tastes like soap. That is never going to be in my Mexican cooking or any other type of cooking for that matter. So I can change the recipe. I can make it work for me. But in the end, all those main pieces are there. If it's chicken dish, it's going to have the chicken. It's going to have the salt and the seasonings, and it's going to have all of the pieces to it. If you just eat chicken, then there's a lot that you're lacking. If you just have the salt, then there's a lot that you're lacking. We've got to have all those different pieces involved in our lives in order to be fully productive in a long-term sense. So this is me on my soapbox, really emphasizing how important it is for us to have all these different pieces of our puzzles working synergistically with each other and not having one gear get locked up or neglected. We got to be greasing all the wheels in order for this thing to keep on working. So if you found this intriguing, if you're like, yeah, I need to take a little bit more of a high level look at everything that's going on in my life so I can maybe hone in these pieces a little bit better, reduce my stress, and be able to create an actionable roadmap moving forward, then I would love for you to come and join me. Like I mentioned at the beginning, we are going to be having that holistic productivity boot camp for one whole week at the end of August. So from August 26th through the 30th. You can join me and a bunch of other ladies. We're going to have live videos every day. There will also be replays. There will be homework for you to do each day as you walk through this process and really start to get a handle on some of these things. You know, take a really critical look at what you're doing. We'll also have a VIP experience available for those of you who want to go even deeper and have like one-on-one input with me. In the live sessions, there will be a Q&A section, so that will be able to be utilized. And I think it's a really good deal because you can get in at that base level for just $27. That's a screaming deal to be able to have 5 days of teaching, live video, be able to ask your questions, and really get yourself set up for fall. So come and join me. Again, you can go to mackenziekappa.com/planningbootcamp. I would love to see you over there. I think it's a really great way to start thinking about how to balance out your life a little bit and increase your productivity overall by thinking more holistically about how all these pieces work together. All right. Again, join me over there at mackenziekappa.com/planningbootcamp. It's going to be a really good time. Tell your friends. They can all come join. And I think that's it for this week's episode. As always, you can head over to mackenziekappa.com/podcast to find the show notes for this episode. But you can also just go swipe up in whatever app you are listening to this podcast on to be able to see any of the notes. I will have the link for Trainwell in there if that is something you're interested in. If you heard me mention Plan to Eat and you're like, oh yeah, I need to check out Plan to Eat too. I need to get myself together with my meals for the rest of the summer and the fall. I will have that link below as well. You can go to plantoeat.com/livewell. That's an easy way to get there. And of course, as always, when you're doing your shopping on Amazon, any Amazon shopping that you do through my link, mackenziekappa.com/Amazon, helps to push a little bit of money my way without costing you an extra dime. So it can be anything that I recommend or just anything that you go there to shop for on your own. If you just get there through that link, you will help us out. Okay. Next week, we've got a really great episode. It is with Melissa Urban of Whole30 fame. I really love this episode. We deep dive into her brand new book that is coming out next week. It's a whole revised and updated Whole30 book. It's super interesting. She is very vulnerable in this book, which you wouldn't expect in a book about, you know, like eating. But she really goes there and she talks about how they have refined the plan, things that they have changed about it. I found it to be incredibly interesting, even though I'm someone who hasn't done Whole30 myself. I've been exposed to it by like friends and family members, and I think it was a really interesting conversation. So be sure that you head back here next week if you would like to hear that episode with Melissa Urban. All right, that is it for now. I can't wait for you to join me next week, ladies. I will see you around the interwebs. Until next time, go be bold and gracious.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.